called American Cradle of Liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from the recent past. In the Dogwater Studios, in the land of all things Merry Anarchy. It's the worst little podcast. Welcome. It's good to be with you. Today in the studio, we have the intern, showed up on time. We have Rory, who just got here, Dogwater Dick, and the musical sounds of Donner and the Cannibals.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Delish.
Fuck yeah.
Yes. Wow. Yeah, I just came through the door and stepped totally on your line there. I'm sorry about your toes.
He panicked, and I'd already written the open.
It's so. Such habit.
But I had such to habit. Rewrite it since you were here, so.
Anyhow. At the last moment.
Yeah. But hey, high five.
High five, yeah. Rock and roll. There you go. That's awesome.
All right. So, what'd you do this weekend, Rory?
Well, hey, ladies and gentlemen, it's good to be here. It's good to be back in the land of podcasting. I had a very drier weekend, my good friend.
A very drier Christmas.
That's a punny name joke, right?
A little bit, yeah. The Dryers, that is the name of my in-law clan that Riku is blood-related to, but I am not. The clan from South Dakota, the storied, we all know the Kodiak.
Oh, Ed was right there. Everybody was there, right?
Ed was there. Mike was there. Like Cheyenne. Uncle Mike the Spike, my father-in-law. I have an ex-wife, but the in-laws are still the in-laws.
Yeah.
Was the ex-wife there?
She and I were never there at any one point in time together.
But you both
fuck won. The Reverend Rory Dowd.
Well, that's a whole on Thursday.
We don't need to go there if you don't want to.
No, it's fine. Thursday, Mike and his daughter, Katie, who is only like 4 years older than Riku, but Cheyenne's little sister, came. They got in town, so I took Riku over to meet her Aunt Katie for the first time. And the girls hit it off. It was great.
Shut nice. The front door.
Yeah, and good seeing, you know, Uncle Ed and Grandpa Mike. Mm-hmm. The next day was Friday, and we went to the Dakota Joe Dryer's graduation from the university.
Nice.
Oof.
He did it.
I didn't make it through that word almost.
From UNR,
he got his BS in EE, electrical engineering. That boy's smart. But we cheered him off there with big signs and hooted and hollered from the audience. It was a pretty good turnout. And then there was...
What was the time commitment? Because usually you sit for 3 hours to see one person for 10 seconds.
They broke it up into three separate commencements.
Oh, so you didn't have to sit through a million years of bullshit?
Two on Friday, one on Saturday. And the attendance... Okay, in past year's attendance, like it's been like a couple hundred, like 500, 600. This year's total attendance, including also live online, was over 2,000. So
shit.
It was a good turnout for commencement this year. And it really, hour and a half.
Damn.
Hour and a half. It wasn't too bad. No yeah. way. I mean, we bailed before it was done. But yeah, once Cody walked and it was like, all right, I'm taking Riku home for dinner here.
Oh, fuck.
Whoa.
Whoa. Hey, kid.
Language.
Watch yourself there. But so yeah, we bailed on that, and it was Friday night. We had other plans. Saturday, Riku had a birthday party to go to, so we missed the wedding down in TRE, as Cody would call it, in the hinterlands of Nevada, south of here.
Did you meet the new lady?
I did meet his. At the time, I met his fiance, and because that was Thursday, and then on Saturday they got hitched.
Fuck.
Wow.
My mother-in-law was in attendance, as was my ex-wife and her current boyfriend, who got to meet the whole clan. Evidently on one of those nights, Felix went shot for shot with Cody on a bottle of Jameson's. There were some drunken times to be had.
Nice.
And then finally on Sunday, and this is my personal piece de resistance, I took Riku over to visit her grandpa and Aunt Katie for a couple hours before they leave town this week. And I came back, and Mike says, like, oh, yeah, we had a great time, except for that minute where she threw herself on the ground and said, nobody loves me, because we only had Supreme Pizza and she wanted a pepperoni.
Wow.
So they had Riku without
you. Oh, no. And then he follows this up with, oh, yeah, that's what Sam said she did to her down in Death Valley. Now, according to Riku, she didn't have a single meltdown the entire time she was in Death Valley with Nana. Nana has said, oh, no, it was fine.
Bitch.
According to Grandpa Mike, though, Nana has told him privately that, oh, yeah, that she wouldn't let her ride a horse because it was too windy and there was sand stinging everybody's eyes. So Riku threw herself down in the dirt and screamed that nobody loved her.
Allegedly.
So... Oh, boy. We're going to have a fun week at our house, aren't we, Riku?
Dude, so she like,
I'm
just...
I'm bored of this.
Not only is she doing this kind of embarrassing level of misbehaving, as a nearly 10-year-old, mind you, fourth grader, she's lying about it and having her Nana help her cover it up. Because don't tell my dad, I'll get in trouble.
How dare you?
He won't let me have the Kindle you bought me for Christmas. Yeah, really, that's how it goes down. Yeah, I mean, I love her. She's great, but she is kind of a
pushover. Doesn't do that shit to you, right?
Not nearly to that level. She starts to tear up like that, and I go, oh, so you don't want to watch TV tomorrow? Oh, you'd like to sit in your bed and only read the one book you can read when you're grounded, the dictionary?
Rad.
And then she stops crying real fucking quick.
I would, too.
Oh, shit.
I sometimes let that book be the Bible, but that's if I'm feeling generous, because that's actual stories.
Right. I could show her some stuff in there that's actually kind of fun. You know?
Yeah, well, she's too dumb to get
that. Why would Lot do that with his daughters? I don't know, Riku. What do you think?
But so, I mean, I myself, it was a good time seeing my father-in-law, seeing my grown-up sister-in-law. And Riku had a great time meeting the family. But, oh, okay, she's just hiding the bitchiness.
Dude, so
good
she's
to know.
She's learned that she can play others.
Oh, dude.
Like, I'm watching your daughter, so if she freaks out, I better, like, I want this to go smooth.
Nip that in the bud, man. Oh, the minute she tries to manipulate, I don't know how. No, you just stop her and say no. Yes, you do. Suck up. Life isn't fair.
I don't want to.
Yeah. Yeah. No pueda. No pueda.
Wow, the adventures of Riku.
Yeah, so I don't want to take up too much of the time of the show with that. But...
And then I heard that you nearly beat her today before you came, right?
Is no, that why you were late?
No, I was replacing a string on my guitar and she kept interrupting me. To help her with a costume for a project due in Girl Scouts tomorrow that we've had 2 weeks to do. And I've suggested to her numerous times throughout the 2 weeks, hey, I have a little time free tonight if you'd want to do that. But tonight, the day before, she's going to do it all, and she wants all of my help while I'm doing something else. And so I ended up breaking my guitar string and kind of yelling at her for, see, this is what happens when you're lazy and a slacker.
I'm so glad that's over.
And now you're not going to get my help because I have to go to the guitar store. Rah, you know. And I was like, yeah, I was a crotchety old father. It was kind of awesome.
I love you very much. You know that?
Stop it, Rick.
Remember when she was cute?
Stop it, Rick. No, I can't. Remember? I have to be so stern right now.
I lost a shoe.
Don't weaken my resolve.
Oh, poor Rick.
Let me get that for you.
So, fuck. So, have you given, like, Sam, her grandmother, like, the... Did you, when she told you that, did you give her the, like, you fucking make her, she...
This has been an ongoing thing with Sam. She doesn't want to bother me too much because it's really not that bad. And I do get what she's trying to say. Like, no, Riku doesn't need to be come down on for something. But at the same time, these are behaviors I'm tracking. I need to know because sometimes we're rewarding her for having behaved well. And so when Sam doesn't tell me she did something wrong and then she gets a reward, it's really counterproductive.
Yeah.
If I know that she did something wrong, well, then it's even. Because Sam addressed it. It happened 2 days ago.
She's going to wind up in prison thinking that she doesn't have to pay consequences.
But yes, prison, right. Rick. That's where I see her going.
Yes. She'll be like, well, I don't get in trouble if I just say that nobody loves me and throw myself on the floor.
Getting stepped on by the man.
No, but the point is I need to be able to track the behavior so she doesn't get rewarded for being sneaky.
Yeah.
Because that's what's going on. She's a sneaky little liar. She's a fourth grader.
Don't tell me I don't know what Vietnam is like.
You don't.
Don't tell lies, Riku. Come on. What are you doing?
You were only there for a minute. Nobody wanted to buy you, and we came home.
There was no napalm at all by that point.
There were no buyers. Right. It was turned out to be a fake P.O. box.
It's actually Modesto, not Vietnam.
Say I'm Norwegian.
Okay. Well, those are the saga of Riku.
Yeah, a bit of the saga of Riku. But I do really want to say, much love to the Kodiak who was here with us in the beginning. Much congratulations on your graduation and your nuptials with the lovely young lady.
And she seems Alana,
nice. I exchanged maybe 10 words with her.
Fuck.
She was making food and in the kitchen, and I was hanging out in the yard with the menfolk and alcohol.
Nice.
And children.
This was her first time meeting the dryers, right?
I believe so, yes.
That's always awesome. I'm sorry that I missed that because they're fun to introduce people to.
Mike did ask after you. He hopes you're doing well. Says you're a fucking great guy.
And shitty friend for not coming to the graduation.
No, basically what I was hearing through it is, even though he's a faggot, I like talking to him.
Damn.
These are very, intense, drinking,
small-town
crazy,
trucker, blue-collar,
awesome fucking redneck people.
Missing a finger working on an oil rig shit.
And I've had some great fucking times with those people, before your wedding,
they don't love
we were doing coke on my desk, and it was
allegedly.
They're fun fucking people. So I've had a great time every time. Ed and Mike, they've always been fucking amazing.
No, but you have definitely been probably really the first gay guy they've known and been friends with. Really, and that's good. They've grown and developed from that as people. They really have.
Some of those faggots aren't bad,
right?
They do exist.
Well, right. There's a process. It's not a switch that gets flipped.
And I'm sure we've said it on the show before, but the first time I met Cody's dad, he was like, "Don't tell him you're gay. I'm not gonna." Cody's telling me he can't know that you're gay. It'll ruin everything. He won't handle it well. He can't. And I'm all freaked out. Like, okay, don't be gay. Don't be gay. I'm not even gonna think about guys' butts the whole time he's here. And then
Ed walks in the house with his big cowboy hat on.
They just came from a whorehouse and being drunk. They haven't slept all night. They've drunk all night. They walk in the fucking door.
Ed's like 6'4".
And Roy, and what did Cody said something like, "This is my friend Rick. He's a gay preacher." straight out of the chute. And Ed just fucking holds out his hand and said, "Everybody's got problems." And shook my hand. and we got off and we fucking got along from the very beginning. Great fucking people. Right great on. Fucking people. So.
Totally.
So I spent the entire weekend with the Vague Choir, and actually the graduation was happening when I was at my day job and I couldn't get out of that either. So my whole, I missed fucking everything. So I'm an ass. But
punk ass.
I know.
How's the recording going with those guys?
It's just smooth and amazing and falling into place, and it's just awesome. And we've got, in 2 weekends, we've recorded all the drums with live tracks. Most of the bass tracks were the live track. There was two little fixes on two tracks where we changed one note. So when you hear the album, all the bass and drums were tracked live together, and it's almost flawless. I mean, it is flawless, but you know what I mean? It was so good that we just kept it all. And then several of the guitar tracks.
Let's lay this down to play two later. Okay, that works.
Fuck. Fuck, exactly.
Well, those guys are all really good.
They're amazing. Yeah. They're and I've recorded them live.
Enter the masters.
I recorded them live both on the podcast and at the Undiscovered 1 year, and I remember playing it back and just being like, and they're like, "Yeah, well, we made some mistakes." I'm like, "I don't fucking hear what you're talking about. I think that sounded amazing." So it was like that. And now all we've got left is vocals, and we got a whole nother weekend, and Michelle Bell is going to come in and do some keyboard stuff for a few of the tracks, so.
For the Vague?
Yep, and that's all 2 weekends from now. So that'll be fun.
All right, well, we've spent a lot of time talking about us. Nick,
did you do anything?
What did I do? I went to a very secret hush-hush birthday party for one Reverend George Picard.
That I was invited to, but I was way too hungover from celebrating the night
We were
before.
Doing mind control experiments to the, break of dawn. It was pretty awesome. But I'm not supposed to talk about it. So.
I was invited but couldn't make it. So I'm glad we had a representative at the engagement.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. It was fun. Brian went with me.
Cool.
So it was cool. Brian and
My wife. Of course.
Happy birthday, George.
Should have kept her word, Brian.
You don't look a day over 53.
If you've seen my wife, he actually looks a lot like her.
He's actually in his early 40s, ladies.
So yeah, that was fun. What did you guys do this weekend? Do you guys eat anybody?
Hey, Donner and the Cannibals.
Oh,
you look well fed.
What did I do?
Donner
this
and the Cannibals. What a great fucking name.
Yeah.
I tried to like Google search it, and it's just all, why did the Donner Party eat each other? Like, all these pages came up about the Donner Party.
They were just really hungry.
Wikipedia, Donner Party, cannibalism.
I came up with the name because I grew up in Truckee, which is right by Donner State Park, and it was a big part of my like.
Did you ever hang out there and feel hungry?
Yeah. It's really cool if you've never been to the Donner State Park down at east end of Donner Lake. They've got trails that go through the camp where Donner Party actually camped, and there's a large rock, like a boulder, on the side of one of the trails that was allegedly used as a wall for one of their cabins.
And there's some blood stains. Mm.
Yeah, there's like
still.
Arms and legs matter. Just kind of hanging out. But it was just one of those kind of brain.
Does that smell bad?
What year was there? Does anybody know what year their bullshit happened?
It happened after the gold rush. I think it was in like 1870
or 50.
I think it was like 1852 or 1854.
Like the latter half of the 1800s. I know that much.
It was a long time ago. It happened.
They had a lot to complain about, and so do you guys. I heard the first two songs that we like did the testing everything with.
Does it sound like horses and, like, squealing and death?
Yeah. I was like, this is bitch rock, and I don't mean like a derogatory term for chicks, but the, like, every lyric
Howling
was like,
dogs?
The world sucks. I hate our political system. Like, fucking, it was just like, I'm getting out everything that I hate.
I was worried about that criticism, and like, I did not come prepared with a rebuttal. So.
But I want you to officially be known as Bitch Rock.
I'm down.
We sound-checked on like the only two songs that are like that.
So the rest of them,
yeah, those are.
My life's amazing.
No,
the United States isn't that bad.
Really grateful that I have roads and stuff.
We love clean water.
Science is cool.
I've got a toilet that flushes,
and I don't care that people are forgetting that science is cool.
Yeah,
bitch.
Those are definitely just ranty, you know, white privilege songs.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
There's no denying that.
So angry white kid music.
Songs were written when we were going to be a punk band. So
yeah.
And then we got a banjo, so that changed.
Fuck, you can't.
So now
it's
you
all
need new
in the
lyrics
banjo.
For the
yeah.
same
you
songs.
Could have, you could distort that banjo and probably still rock the punk.
Oh,
I was actually experimenting with that the other day.
Fuck, that's
it's going to happen. It's gonna happen.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, let's do a little.
Oh yeah,
round
who are
of
these fucking people?
Aaron, the banjo player, is the one jumping in there. The beautiful lady's voice is Rachel.
Oh, hello.
And the lurpy sounding fellow. That would be Craig. Yeah.
I haven't been called lurpy since high school.
So it's true then.
Oh yeah. You should have seen me in high school. Shit.
It never goes away, my friend.
No, it doesn't. You're tall and skinny. Good luck, kid.
A young Ryan Stark. Yeah.
Oh, he totally is a young Ryan Stark.
Thank you.
Oh my God.
Sorry, it's completely over my head. I don't
know. A guy we
Reno
knew
poet.
Who moved to the Bay Area. Now,
oh,
Reno
okay.
poet who now successfully owns a chain of independent coffee shops in the Bay Area.
Oh,
nice. So, nicely done.
Yeah. Good dude. Check
good
out
you,
Black
Ryan
Spring
Stark.
Coffee.
Oh, just so you know, it was the winter of 1846 to 1847 that the Donner Party happened.
Even earlier than
wow,
before.
I was
Thank
completely wrong.
So. Getting schooled on our own.
Yeah,
history,
it was
dude.
Just the 1 year, folks, just to make sure. It wasn't like a regular thing that happened there.
So
it was
they
a
say.
Dire time, so. Yeah. Man.
I believe it had a lot to do with poor planning, much like the
Actually, the winter snuck up on them. It hit in like the middle of October.
Well, they were
and
the
they
double
were
Well, duh. It's the Sierra Nevadas.
But
duh.
Where were they
from? Why wouldn't they know that, having never observed the weather patterns here?
They were from somewhere in the East Coast. I want to say, like, Wisconsin.
Well, good
yeah.
thing they
yeah.
brought some yeah. Native American converts so they could
no,
eat them first.
I mean,
it sucks because they were almost there, you know?
Honestly, moving out here from Missouri, the late season and early season cold spikes and you know, early and late onsets and the shifting of seasons from year to year.
Yeah.
Completely, like, took me by surprise, like, every day for the first, like, 5-10 years I lived here. No, I mean, it takes a while to get used to the pattern that, oh, yeah, you might get snow in July or 80 degrees at Christmas.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Just briefly, but it happens here. Or you might get a blizzard that'll snow you in October.
Yeah, exactly.
When, like, my windshield wipers are like, breaking right now. We need to replace them. But every time it, like, stops raining, like, okay,
you forget about it. Yeah.
No, we're good. That's it. And then it'll rain again. Like, shit.
You need to do that because after a while it makes grooves in the
glass. Oh, like, breaks the glass?
Well,
it makes, like, the nice kind of groove.
Like, yeah. And so when,
it's like a sweet groove.
You've been to the Discovery Museum, right?
Yeah.
And those big circles.
Oh, the Discovery Museum? I haven't. This is actually a sort.
Oh, spoiler alert.
They have this wall, this clear wall with these big circles that have, like, these grooves through the circles on the inside, and it kind of lenses the light through it.
Uh-huh. To what purpose?
It's just fun to look at. It's science, light bending shit. I don't know. But if you do that in your car windshield, the same thing happens. It creates this weird halo and a line streaking across it of light that'll blind you while you're driving, and you have to really get used to it.
Dear God. Okay.
Well, I only know this because my car has a perfect windshield.
We were driving down the freeway yesterday, and Craig's windshield wipers straight up just, like, stuck on the right-hand side. Like, they just stopped.
The driver's side windshield wiper went all the way up and stopped, and then this one on the passenger was just, like, barely kind of, like, wiggling away.
While it was raining?
It was just kind of twitching.
Like, yeah. Yeah, so I was, like, doing this number. I looked like Paul McCartney from the Help album.
Cool reference.
Oh, man.
Well, on that note, let's hear a song.
Yeah, play something.
Yeah, yeah, right. Let's get started hearing you guys. Okay. You guys are relatively new.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you played any shows yet?
We did a little
coffee shop
little thingamajig at the Spike's open mic night.
Oh, rad. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
That's a good spot to do this.
That's about it. We have our EP coming out July, so that's gonna be like the first.
We've been working on a five song.
Even into our sixth season, ladies and gentlemen, Reno exclusive music bringing you for the first time ever on the interwebs.
But all three of you have been on the show before.
Yeah.
Yes.
But all different. What were your previous bands?
Oh, yeah.
We don't like to talk about it.
I do. What are you talking about?
I know. His other band just put out an
album.
You
were absent for it.
Well, but if they wanted to.
White Bulbs?
White Bulbs,
too. We were in Fighting the Future. Craig and I were both in Fighting the Future.
Fighting the Future, right.
A punk rock band.
Yeah.
Metal, punk rock.
It was like
Trainwreck.
Pop.
Yeah.
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 It was.
We stood behind instruments. They weren't happy about their brand of punk rock that they were playing. Excuse me.
No, they'd
rather be playing a different subgenre.
No, I wouldn't. I don't mind the subgenre. It was just.
God,
it was poorly executed. Just poorly executed.
Oh, okay. So just shitty punk.
Yeah.
It was the post high school, like the absolute post high school band that you go into. You know?
This isn't my first band, but I still don't know what I'm doing. Band,
and none of us have to go to school.
Yeah.
We just have jobs.
I bought a couple of your records recently, and I feel like I want my money back.
Sorry, I don't blame you.
So what do you what?
Me too. Right.
Hey, and thanks for everybody who went out and bought a copy of their album after the last time they were on the show. Hey.
Thanks, Mom.
All right, so set this up. What are you playing for us?
What are we playing first?
We can start with the bitch rock.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just get that out of the way.
Don't let the people down. Show them what I was complaining about.
This is a Sinead O'Connor song.
Our hearts are with you, Shane.
Oh, boy.
This song is a song I wrote. It's called Not Proud, and it's not very good.
Kill people, people fucking kill people, and
I think police should be held fucking accountable. I've got a problem with the way things have been handled. I'm an American, but I'm not proud of it. It's the 4th of July and I'm sick of fucking fireworks, patriotic songs, flags made in China. And I think as a people we deserve more than to be lied to. But my faith in my fellow man is at an all-time low. So wave a flag,
sing a song,
close your eyes to the truth,
stumble around
and accept the lies being
force-fed to you.
Wave a flag,
sing a song,
close your eyes to the truth,
stumble around
and accept the lies being
force-fed to you.
We pledge allegiance to a flag that's been dragged through some bullshit, and I'm so sick of feeling like I can't do nothing about it. It's the end of the world, or at least the end of how we know it. I'm disgusted by my countrymen, so sick of reading fucking tabloids. Caitlyn Jenner's cool, but is she really that important? No, we don't love our neighbors, we just deport them, man. Kids go to school these days with empty stomachs. Oh, I lost a few friends to heroin. I'm not proud to be an American. So wave a flag,
sing a song,
close your eyes to the truth,
stumble around
and accept the lies being
force-fed to you.
Wave a flag,
sing a song,
close your eyes to the truth,
stumble around
and accept the lies being
force-fed to you.
Nice. Yeah. Hey, Rick, fuck you. That's some good, like, modern protest rock.
Yeah, but the only problem is I forgot to complain about chemtrails.
Oh, I know.
I would give him another verse.
I bet Spike likes you guys, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I like playing Spike Night. That's my haunt lately.
I showed up once in the past year, and I believe we'll do it again.
I was there that night.
Yeah, so that's
you did great.
That's how we became so acquainted as to be here today.
Oh, yeah, that is correct. it's just Tuesday nights with my own Monday night open mic night at Jub Jub's. Every Monday, come check us out if you're not busy.
It's just
it's hard to get out on a Tuesday.
It starts so late.
Really, it's hard to give the old lady the excuse. Yeah, she's like, when I was still single, even as a single dad, and I could put Riku to bed and sneak out to open mic nights any night of the week, it was super. But now that I have a fiance, yeah, she likes me being at home more often.
Strange.
It happens like that. I don't know.
She liked to spend time with you.
We say we're going to get married. She wants to do things together now. It's weird how that works.
But surely it was like that before you guys decided to get married.
Oh, yes, but I did it unthinkingly. Now I think about it every time. I decided, like I was saying earlier, I didn't want to be happy again. I'm kidding. I'm very happy.
She's good. A good lady.
She is a great lady. Like, and really, hopefully you guys aren't just like saying it like you did last time.
I loved the last one. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I know you did, but look how that worked out, for Christ's sakes.
Why? So you should pick one that we all hate?
Maybe that would work out better.
No. And last couple of times I've seen her, she's been really drunk, so I can't make a good judgment.
Which one?
The new one.
Oh, the current. Oh, well, yeah. Yeah,
the current.
She's a chef. She likes to drink.
Yeah. No, and we were at a party. We were at a time when she should have been drunk. It wasn't like wrong or anything.
Right,
but
right.
It wasn't 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
I don't want to base like what I think of her on work. That.
Absolutely. No, we should all have food together sometime. At any rate,
why
do we keep talking about us? We're here to talk about a band. What do you guys have coming up besides the open spike night? Are you booking shows? Is this your come get us?
Yeah, that's the next step. You know where to find us. Facebook.
Yeah.
And
we're working
about
on a
town.
And we're working on a band camp. Like I said, we've got the EP coming out, so we're gonna be.
Where were you recording that at?
GCR Studios.
Our good friend.
We did all the White Bulb stuff there, too. We did both the White Bulbs albums there. Fighting the Future did their EP there as well.
No, where's that at?
Right now, currently, it's up like West Reno. It's like it's
okay.
Another house.
Deal. Okay, no, yeah. Okay, sure, sure, okay.
Fuck Home Studios.
Fucking it. Crappiest sound ever. Oh.
It sounds pretty good in here.
It's kind of cool, though.
Hey, get those homeless bums off the corporate parking lot outside here. And Rick, hit the air conditioning. I'm feeling a little warm.
You call this a studio?
Yeah, this is a very luxurious studio. Get the secretary to bring me some coffee.
It's kind of nice, though, because we get to take our time with it and... We're not like rushed to get into the studio and then track really quick and
yeah,
then, like,
it's the nice
dump
thing
out.
About working
yeah,
with
it's $100
friends.
An hour now.
Yeah.
Go.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that does suck.
What? I'm gonna take 3 hours to track this one song, and you're gonna deal with it. So
you should come.
We're friends. We've built a relationship here.
That's what this place, Dogwater, is good for. Too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Because Rick's real mission oriented, but sometimes if you get him talking, things can take forever.
Oh boy.
I can shut up sometimes.
Hey, Rick, can we take a commercial break?
Yeah,
and
we can.
Play the
a
long
commercial
one?
Break?
What is Reno Carson Messenger? Criminal, corporate, and employment-related skip tracing. What is skip tracing? The process of locating someone's whereabouts. Skip, the person being searched for. Tracing, the act of locating the skip. Process server, delivery of court-ordered documents. Daily service in Reno, Carson City, and Las Vegas. Orders can be placed online. Messenger, getting documents from point A to point B in record time. Plus, twice daily stops at every court and law firm in the Reno Carson Messenger route, including judges, prosecutors, auditors, government and insurance companies, plus all downtown core businesses. Reno Carson Messenger is the oldest and largest messenger service in Northern Nevada, proudly serving the legal community since 1982. Now that you know what we do, give us a call at 775-322-2424. Or for more info, visit us online at renocarson.com. That number again is 322-2424.
Hey, yeah, Fake Rick coming on in the studio, do a little mic adjustment. That's here. Me.
Up a little bit.
So during the commercial break, we were talking a little.
That's
and
cool.
They mentioned that you might not be able to hear it real well in this live take, but
I'll
on their EP,
hard.
You'll be able to hear it. There you go. Aaron's got himself a little foot tambourine. And I got to say... Walking in the room, and you've got some really nice white leather shoes on.
Oh, well, thank you.
I mean, square
toe. You could kill cockroaches in the corner with those fucking things.
I was saying, Cousin Eddie from Vacation,
nice.
Randy Quaid, he'd be very impressed by a pair of shoes like that.
But
out of the corner of my eye, with those lovely white leather shoes there, it kind of looks like one of those house arrest anklets. And I'm looking at the guy going, did he bust out just to be on this show? That's kind of bitching, man.
Yeah,
it's a
up.
Very clever disguise. You're blowing my fucking
underneath cover. The tambourine.
I wonder if the audience was like, wait, there's three people. They're all playing instruments to take two hands. Where's that tambourine noise? Is that Rory like
it's
rocking out with the tambourine?
It's a cock ring.
No, I like that. That's a fun, easy rhythm accessory right there.
We're props to Rachel Barr for picking that one up.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, nice.
It was a moment of genius.
I have a pickup for a kazoo.
What?
An electric pickup for a kazoo.
Yeah, you want to talk about distortion on your fucking banjo. Imagínate that shit.
Let's make a deal. Let's make a deal. How much you want for this?
Oh, we could. I don't know, man.
We'll
have to talk about that.
That's got to exist somewhere.
Oh, they
Rory
totally
got it.
I mean,
so.
It's like I bought one. It's not like some Jerry. Well, okay. I
should have that for the studio.
Somebody was lending it to the ex-wife who forgot to return it before we moved away from Louisiana.
Oh.
And then the ex-wife left it with me, so I win.
In the divorce, Rory got the kazoo.
That's
pick
just
up.
Like,
you're goddamn right, I did.
It's like one of those things.
I didn't need you. I didn't need anything. Just this child. This child and this kazoo pickup.
Have you ever used it in your act?
Not recently, but yes,
oh,
I
have. Oh, good.
Since being back in Reno, yes, I have.
Yeah. Right on.
Craig, let's get on this. We need it.
On the electric
kazoo. I'm sure it's like fucking $10 or something.
I can seriously shred the Jurassic Park
maybe
theme song.
15, maybe 15 if you want a good
one. We can
I mean,
all
I'm
sing.
Gonna go for the good stuff. We're working on actually adding a washboard player.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's in the works.
We're going full circle.
Full circle. We're adding a fourth cannibal.
But you know, pretty soon, we can add pickups to everything. That would be great.
And pretty soon, Rachel's just going to play a tub with a stick and a string.
And add pickups to it.
Yeah. Actually, I've been trying to
figure it out. How would you guys
feel
about a theremin?
I would be so down.
I'm not good at it yet, but I'm a theremin. I got one.
A little theremin goes a long way. I'll just say that.
Right. No, I'm like Milhouse with a triangle. It's just that.
Bing. When the song wouldn't be the same without the without the thing, but yeah, it's just like
you don't need it the whole time unless you are playing the Star Trek theme,
just in tasteful quantities.
Exactly. And then the solo, the theremin solo.
Well, then you can cover Good Vibrations.
You shred that
with the electric kazoo.
You can shred by just twiddling your fingers.
Yeah.
Good vibration.
Yeah. Different.
Have you guys seen that new the new radio station that only plays like old hip hop?
Yeah.
Yes.
95.5. The Vibe.
Oh man, I love that station.
At first, it was like no good, but now it's all I listen
to. Now that they're kind of like getting settled into their playlist and like starting to hit some like little gold eras and some good artists, like
I flip around, but once in a while I hit that and be like, yes.
I hit it at least. Yes. I hit it at least
better
once
than hearing the fucking Eagles again or.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no,
yes or something.
Gosh, you know what I've been missing is 1989's Aerosmith album, Pump. Oh, gosh, can we hear all the songs on that again?
Yeah, it kicks Pump's ass. There's another one, too. I think it was.
Goddamn, Salt and Pepper always kicks ass.
Like 104.9 or something. And on the weekends, they have the DJ come in and he mixes all the songs together. So
oh,
you
no
get,
shit!
Like,
oh, I've seen, I've cool. I've heard that. I think that's on 104.5.
Is the guy that does that? Is he a local?
No, not the rock thing at night where they mix rock and that. But like in the day, they just mix old school hip hop and
but they
like,
go
it's
song
mixed.
record.
It's like a DJ in a club,
like,
but on the radio.
Okay.
It was fucking cool.
That's cool.
That's rad.
It was pretty cool.
You guys know there you know like the Martini Bar, and I think it's in like the Silver Legacy Roxy.
Yeah.
That's great.
Like you go there on a weeknight after like 9 o'clock. There's this dude that spins like old school hip hop like that, and you can watch all the old people try to dance to it. It's so fun.
Nice.
Rad.
Throwing a little Marvin Gaye with it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
You get like you're done with Brew Brothers. Like you're tired for that, you got to sit down for a minute. Go over to Roxy, watch some old people dance to some, you know, Beastie Boys, and
I would.
Brad,
fuck you! That's my music.
I know.
It's the music of my generation.
But
squirt.
Like, but like, you're not the old person. These are like legitimate, like 60, 70, 80 year olds.
Dude, I'll bet trippy. You. I'll bet you they're only like 5-10 years older than us.
No.
Sitting there, Roxy's like orders,
but
for
they
brass
didn't
monkeys,
have as much fun in life
nine.
As we did, so they're old and tired.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Oh, I was.
Pardon me. Yeah.
Nothing. Sorry.
Wasn't that funny?
No.
Never mind. God, I had something and I lost it. Fuck. Never mind.
Wow.
You were
you're
talking
just...
about hip hop.
Right.
A couple black dudes in that shit, too.
Oh, no. I was saying
more than a couple.
About age, they showed a picture of, like, I don't know, some rock star guy, and then the president.
Sammy Hagar and Bill Clinton.
Bill Clinton, right.
It was
the same age.
And they are the same fucking age. Sammy Hagar looks pretty good.
He still looks like he's in his late 30s, you know?
Bill Clinton looks like a hollow husk of a he's a revenant come back from the grave.
And that's just proof rock and roll keeps you young,
I mean,
man.
I'm sure they picked the best and worst pictures, because I have seen some pretty bad pictures of Sammy Hagar in the last few years, too.
Sure.
He's the red rocker, and sometimes that red starts at his nose and expands outward.
Sammy like works out and takes care of himself and shit. Right?
No, he's been a professional performer for the better part of 40 years. He's got to have some good habits. Whereas Clinton, hey, I made it president. Now it's time to put on the give up clothes. Fuck it.
I'm retired now.
So you show up to his house in Little Rock and he just answers the door in sweatpants.
He got to clean himself up for the inauguration, right?
He is looking old. Like, there have not been a lot of good pictures.
Yeah,
of him
he works
lately.
Out digging his grave.
Right. and I mean, happily. The quicker he's out of that marriage, the better.
I'm going to look really old. Can you get an intern sit on my face?
It's like Lady Bathory. It'll give me my youth back.
Wow.
On that note, maybe we should have another song.
Yeah.
Oh. Only if.
I'm down.
Well, I mean, really, we're talking about bloodletting. Are Donner and the Cannibals.
Do we have a song for this?
Do you actually have any songs about
being
eating
a cannibal?
Flesh or
no, we
the
need
tragedy
to get on that.
Yeah, that was that?
Yeah,
that.
The Ballad of the Donner Party.
It's we could
like,
work on that.
Life eating away at our soul.
Moretta song.
Right, I'll bring you some lyrics and a theremin solo. We can work it out.
I'm excited for this.
Oh.
All right.
Okay.
What is this, though? What are you doing now?
Oh.
Vag.
Yeah, sure.
Did you say vag?
Yes. No. No, as they are now known, AJJ. Because they had to give up their cool name.
Because they're a bunch of politically correct pansies.
The SJWs won again.
No idea what you're talking about.
So it's just, there's a group called Andrew Jackson Jihad.
Okay.
And they were, you know, anybody who was a fan referred to them as AJJ.
And SWJs are social warriors.
SJWs.
Social justice
warriors. It's not their fault. It's just, you know, AJJ is getting more popular, so they got to tone down the relations to, you know, Muslim extremism and
slave owners.
Yeah.
Even though they're all like white kids from Arizona.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's an insurance salesman. That's the most punk rock job you have. Yeah.
This is a cover of one of their songs.
Yeah,
to bring it full circle.
Nice. Gotcha. All right there.
It's called People to the Reckoning. Whoa. All right.
Nobody knows everything, we know this to be true. Everything is difficult except what's in front of you. But it's complicated, even under your nose. Bullshit math equations in your highs and your lows. But your manic depression comes and it goes. Your parasympathetic nervous system reacts and you're in fight or flight mode. And why is the world so small when the world is so large? And who made the world? Can I please speak to who's in charge? Everything is real, but it's also just as fake. From your daughter's birthday party to your grandmother's wake. And your bipolar illness comes and it goes. Your parasympathetic nervous system reacts and you're in fight or flight. You're in fight or flight. You're in fight or flight mode. And I've tried to know which words to sing so many times. I've tried to find the chords to play. I've tried to make it rhyme. And I've tried to find the key that all good songs are in. And I've tried to play the notes that'll make that great resounding din. But there's a bad man in anyone, no matter who you are. There's a rapist and a Nazi living in your tiny heart. Child pornographers and cannibals, politicians too. There's someone in your head waiting to fucking strangle you. So here's to you, Mrs. Robinson, people love you more. Oh
never mind. Oh, never mind. In fucking fact, Mrs. Robinson, the world won't care whether you live or die. You live or die. In fucking fact, Mrs. Robinson, they'd probably hate to see your stupid face. Your stupid face. So here's to you, Mrs. Robinson. You live in an unforgiving place.
What the fuck are you talking about?
You got, you got
there was something about Dustin Hoffman.
You got kind of a Frank Turner thing going on there sometimes.
It's over my head again. Singing.
Who dat?
You don't know who Frank Turner is?
No.
That's actually a current contemporary reference to the, like, I don't know, like modern Americana blue collar folk rock singer.
I like the name sounds familiar, but I can't name a single like.
The song you'd probably be know is Photosynthesis, and it's I Will Not Sit Down, I Will Not Shut Up, I Will Not Grow Up, some crap like that.
I can't say I'm familiar
all
with
all my
that.
Friends are having mortgages, I'm still playing rock and roll, fuck you, is basically the message of the song. It's pretty
nice.
Awesome.
Nice.
Check out Frank Turner, songs of Ice and Ire, Fire and Ice, something like that. I don't remember.
That sounds very familiar.
And
though.
When you do, just remember that they sound, that guy sounds like these
you.
Guys. Because he never heard of that other guy.
I was telling him to check him out. Not right. Yeah, the Peoples. But that was good. I'm trying to say I liked it.
It was awesome.
Like, he's a very well-known national musician. Like, that's, it was a good compliment.
Oh, well,
like,
thank
oh,
you.
Oh, you
thank
sound you. Like Gigi Allen, man. That's great.
Oh, no. No, no. Thank you.
That's
thank
fantastic.
You. I just think it's neat that he never heard of him because then he's more original. Then he's all, yeah.
True. No.
I try to say
oh,
like
hey,
that
thanks.
Guy.
That's a great compliment. No, that is actually better. I'm really glad you don't know who he is now that I've said it.
Yeah, maybe Frank Turner's trying really hard to sound like me.
Right. Yeah. You never know. The internet's a hell of a place.
This one time at an open mic, I saw this kid play.
I saw, man, that's a ticket to my career. let's see here. Is it time?
I think it is. I think we've just discussed some important matters, but I think we need to get to the even
time.
More important matters.
Oh, no.
Oh, to the meat.
As you wish, Mr. Dowd.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for my favorite portion of the show, the real interview, where I'm going to ask our contestants a series of uncomfortable, prying, and very oftentimes compromising questions. The worst little quiz in the world. Are you ready to play?
Yes.
Aye.
Excellent. It looks like you've all brought your thinking caps. You can take them off along with the rest of your clothing. All right, first question. Aaron.
Oh, geez.
When searching the internet for inspiration for personal needs, what are your favorite keywords to enter?
You know, Latinas, Asians, black chicks.
That's enough, sweetheart. I can
MMF,
do this.
Big that, and busty.
That's enough.
MILF.
No,
GILF.
Honey,
GILF.
Honey.
Shaved.
Give me that
bush.
Kindle and go to your room. Give me that Kindle. Stop.
Floor tiling. Oh, so you're into cock. You like white cock or black cock? The little patterns, you know, the floor tiling. Come on, man.
What goes in between the little tiles? Cock.
Grout, actually.
Grout.
Oh.
I said.
Shut
yeah.
the hell up.
I took a picture of a wall that had black cock and sent it to Michelle's boyfriend. I can't think of his fucking name. All of a sudden.
Josh.
Josh. Yeah. And he was all, what was that? And I said, I just wanted to send you a candid photo of black cock.
All right, same question for you, Rachel.
Oh, man.
Do you cruise the internet for porn?
Girls sometimes don't do that.
Well, I mean, she, yes.
You do.
Yes.
What are your favorite keywords?
What are you into?
What do you look for?
Just, I don't like it when girls pee on me.
Scat.
You're safe. What? No, no, no. Well, I mean, I'm gay, so I do a lot of, you know, gay searching.
Dang
it. Yeah.
If you're ever on Reddit, check out Space Dicks. You'll
Can
love
I?
It.
I've never been on Reddit.
He's directing
space
you to something
sticks.
Horrible.
That's
space
probably
sticks.
Good.
You'll love it.
I shy from the Reddit, but I'll check it out.
It'll be awesome. I promise.
So are you a butts girl or are you a boobs
girl? Oh, God. My girlfriend is like in the other room right now. Does she have headphones on? Did you guys give her
should
headphones?
Should I say no?
Oh. Yeah. Say no, she doesn't. She can't hear any of
She's
this.
She's just reading a book, not listening.
I think it needs to be a healthy combination of the two. You can't have one.
But all right,
oh,
boobs and ass.
But
yeah.
Hey, like you guys have, like you guys have talked. What are your keywords?
Oh,
what are the keywords?
Oh, like I need to give keywords.
Blonde,
master
redheads.
You want to get points on like Aaron.
Do you look at internet porn? Redheads.
I don't like redheads. I mean, what
are the words
Asian.
You type in?
Just like
the search bar. What are the words you type in?
Hot chicks.
You are
hot
so
girls.
Picky.
I'm not very original. I'm sorry.
Drunk college amateur, like stuff like that.
No,
or?
That's trashy. No way. There's too many guys, and I don't. Guys,
yeah. Do you,
way
do you just look at lesbian porn?
Yeah.
I know there's lesbian porn, and then there's lesbian porn for lesbians, which is totally different.
Well, I know, and I know some lesbians out there that are like, I really love.
Let's
watching.
Have some tea and wear flannel today.
I only watch guys, which I don't. That doesn't make sense. That doesn't do much for me. So like,
right.
Hot chicks.
That's so weird because like straight chicks. Dudes love gay girls.
I know.
Do straight girls like to watch gay guys? But you're saying not straight girls
so
like to
I
watch
know,
gay guys.
I know, that's what
that,
I'm saying.
It doesn't
some,
make sense.
Some
I'm
girls
confused.
Like, you know, some gay girls like that. I'm not one of them. Yeah. I keep
so
it classy.
You're okay
classy
if they don't
the
throw a guy in.
Yeah, I'm completely fine. Preferably.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Preferably.
Okay. So the dancing bear parties are not for you.
Wieners are scary.
Craig, same question to you. What are your favorite keywords when searching the underbelly of the internet?
Lemon party.
Oh! Ding, 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 ding. We have a winner.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Lemon party.
Blue waffle.
Green pie.
Honey, give me that Kindle. I told you I'm going to break it this time. Okay. How often do you masturbate, Craig?
I don't know, before I go to bed, so daily.
Daily? All right.
Once a day. Right. That's good.
That's a good habit.
It's healthy.
Rachel?
Not as often as I used to when I was single, which
sure.
makes sense. But honestly, not very often
on,
at all.
On a
I'm
monthly
thinking,
regularity.
I'm going to say 3 times a month.
Okay, fair, as somebody in a couple, fairly healthy.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm in a relationship. I'm like Wolf of Wall Street. I got to do it like 6 to 8 times a day. I got to do it like during work. Otherwise, I'm not going to get through that fucking 8-hour shit.
Hey.
Actually, this is.
I know that jerk.
This guy's
yeah.
in Section 8.
And that's true.
I know that jerk. That jerk in the bathroom stall
yeah,
just to get you to get
taking
through.
It up. Yeah, I know.
Aaron, I had lunch an hour and a half ago, and I need something to keep me from falling asleep.
Aaron literally comes to practice one day and goes, oh, I got to work after this. I'm going to either have to jerk it before my nap or I'm not going to be able to make it through this 8 hours. Aaron.
That's wow. fucking awesome.
Aaron.
Virile young man. Young man's answer there. Let's see. Aaron, what was the first rock show you ever went to? First big concert?
2007 Van Halen with my mom. She took me to Oakland and it was fucking awesome.
That's pretty bitchin'.
With David Lee Roth up there.
Yeah, fucking, Diamond Dave.
I'm not about Van Hagar, so it was like it was the first year they were all back together with Diamond Dave and it was
that's
just
excellent.
Primo.
Nice.
I hear your mom likes it that way.
I mean, she went with you, though.
She went with me. How could she
oh,
not
you ate one
She doesn't
too?
Like Van Hagar either.
So, previously, I thought it had been, like, some punk shows that I'd been to, like, some bigger punk venues, like Rancid and like, Misfits, those kind of bands.
But you forgot?
I went to Billy Idol last year, and that is what I'm claiming to be my first big
rock
and roll
show. All right. Okay.
I got, like, right up front. He spit on me.
Yeah.
I have a mohawk, which is under a hat right now, but I have my mohawk up. He, like, saw. He was like, yeah, pointing at me. I got
nice.
A picture of it. So, yeah.
So he spit on you.
Yeah.
Because it's punk rock.
Well, I asked. I was like,
crazy.
Yeah, I was about to say, you probably enjoyed it a little
I
bit.
I did.
That's a good answer.
Tie me up, too, Billy.
My first real rock concert was Alice Cooper in 2006, I think, at the Silver State Pavilion. He played a masquerade Halloween show, and there was no opener, so he played for like 2.5 hours.
Sweet.
That's pretty bitchin'.
Wait, who did you just say?
Alice Cooper.
Did he cut his head off?
No, that was the second time I saw him.
Oh, okay.
In all of history, real people, who would you start a fist fight with? Craig. Craig, what's your answer?
Oh, man.
The ghosts of time. Or your childhood.
Start a fist fight. Like, it's a hard question to answer because you're like, well, would I want to win or would I just want it to be over quickly?
Yes, so, like, but quick answers. Don't think about this too much. You're taking it too seriously.
Stephen Hawking.
I'm only going to break two fingers. Okay?
Still Rachel's answer.
God, she so got bad. She's hurt like you said you were going to kick a puppy.
I want to fight Oprah Winfrey just so when I'm like, gonna punch her, like, you get a punch and you get a punch. You get a kick.
Kick her in a cunt.
Oh man, I hate her interviews too. They're so bad. Hey, sorry. Personal vendetta.
Hey, we're with you. We're with you. Aaron,
Woodrow Wilson.
Ooh, good answer. I like that. Not a very common answer, but
not into the Federal Reserve big banks. So fuck them.
And his idea of the world nations was a little less United Nations and a little more Ubermensch.
Yeah,
and intellectual elite. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. all right. Well, back to you again for this next one. Where would you haunt upon your death?
Oh God! I want a lot of people. I mean, I gotta get my shits and gigs out, man. So it's gotta be like a Tokyo Square, like a busy Tokyo crosswalk or something like that. I'm a fuck
the haunted night post.
I'm gonna fuck with like street lights, cause car accidents and shit. Look out, Japan! I'm coming. I'm gonna be worse than Godzilla.
Have you ever been to Japan?
I wish.
Okay.
Man, you know, Sky.
Not yet.
Sky just got back from Japan.
Yes, he did. I enjoyed watching.
Oh, he's back?
He's back.
Nice.
Sky from
Last to Leave,
who was on his show, this show right before he left for his big Japanese tour.
Nice.
He also is the first recipient of the White Bulb second album, Five Kings. Only one who brought an actual CD to the party, and we burned one out for him because Sky is just cool like that.
Yeah, I enjoyed watching his travels through the country there. It was a lot of cool shit he got to do.
Indeed.
Rachel, same question to you. Where would you haunt? You have an idea immediately.
Yes. Okay, I want to haunt the water park here in Reno, Wild Waters.
Yeah.
Just because, like, in its off season, nobody's going to fuck with me. I can go up and down the slides as much as I want. And then when people are there, I can just, like, sneakily, like, pull them under the water, like, give them a panic.
Pants
them.
Pants them. Everybody knows.
Make someone poop the wave pool.
That would be great. I think it would be fantastic.
Oh, man. What about you, Greg?
I want to say, like, the, like, romantic novel section of a public library.
Wow.
That's cool.
I don't know why. I was just thinking, like, books, libraries, like, Ghostbusters was kind of going through
my head.
Oh,
I thought you wanted to annoy heavyset lonely women.
That, too. But, like,
they don't have
like,
anything else.
Remove Venkman and put, like, a heavyset middle-aged woman trying to read some Nora Jones. And then, like, the Nora Jones just, like, coming up and slapping her in the face, like, without, and, you know, that would be me slapping her with the book.
Oh, you would haunt the, wow, this is.
That's just sad.
Well, that will preoccupy you for the rest of.
Hey, Riku, did you think that was gay?
Even I thought that was
gay. Oh, yeah, even my child thought that was gay. She doesn't really know what that means as a slur.
It was a split decision. I regret it immediately.
How many books do you own, Craig? I need to. This is the IQ portion.
How many books do I own?
Yeah.
Currently, not as many as would make me sound like I had.
How many do you own right now, today, or to the nearest 5, 10, 50, or 100?
Right now, currently, I only have 3 books. But that is because I moved in the last year, and during the move,
excuses.
I lost
what
a lot
was the last
stuff.
One you read?
the last book I read.
You started this quiz off strong, but now you're just annoying me with your answers.
I read Dracula, Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Okay, that's a good one. It's a great book, actually. It's hard to get through.
Oh,
Rachel,
man.
How many books do you own?
I'm going to start smart right now. I got easily over 100.
Yeah.
You're going to ask the last book I read?
That's okay. We don't judge much.
The Bart Simpson's comic books. It was good. It was good.
Graphic novels.
It was a graphic novel, that's right.
Garfield.
But it wasn't like chronological. No.
No, I know.
No, don't insult me with
what
Garfield.
What was the last thing you read that didn't have pictures?
It was a graphic novel by the famed artist Gary Larson.
That's a good book, so.
Oh, like
have you read
books?
Dude, imagine like the Gary Larson's Punisher.
Drawings are not that good.
I read books other than
why does he keep killing
cartoons?
The cows?
I read like the actual book.
Book,
I read.
Book, a texty thing, like a book with words.
Something without pictures.
Yeah. It was probably. I really like The Sun Also Rises, Hemingway.
Okay.
Yeah, like old boring.
Making yourself
shit.
Sound smart, you know, you remember. It's been that long. It's been like, so long, you don't remember the last book you read.
It would have. I mean,
it would have been something in college
like,
or something.
I'm not going to pretend like it was recent.
Did it have women with long hair and bodices being ripped open on the front cover?
No.
You're not going to get haunted by Craig.
Yeah. Hey, we have a friend who's a romance novel cover model.
No way.
Yeah.
Nice.
Don't make fun. They're awesome. Aaron, how many books do you own?
I, unless I really like the book, I don't keep them. As soon as I finish them, I donate them.
Sure.
So I have like 10-ish that all I right. like really enjoy.
But you've read hundreds.
Yeah.
Sure.
What was the last one you read?
And when he was in Canada on the other side of Niagara Falls, you probably wouldn't have heard of the title.
No, the last one I read, it was either Vanity Fair or the Satanic Bible. I can't remember.
Okay. Both good. Good.
Vanity.
But I mean, what classic of their time period?
It's like white people problems for the 1600s. It sucks. That's why I didn't finish it. Like I was so close, but.
But how much is it really about that, and how much is it really about the context of the author who wrote it?
I get it. I get that it's satire, but it's like. I'll pick it up again. I'll pick it up.
Right.
You've read.
I will say it also has been at least 10 years since I've read it. So.
Yeah.
All right,
You ready?
I think we're just about. Is it?
Ask him the celebrity road trip.
What about the clown suit?
Oh, that's a good one, too.
Okay. All right, two questions. Aaron, you're driving across the country, your own personal buddy movie. What celebrity is in the car with you? It's a convertible.
Well, if it's a buddy movie, everything's going to turn out good. It's going to have a happy ending.
Thelma and Louise, total happy ending. 7, happy ending.
California.
Glenn Danzig.
Oh.
Nice, okay. Yeah.
And you want somebody that'll make you feel
that
tall.
That would be entertaining.
As he is today?
As he is today, and we're going to drive around in a pimped out hearse. That's nice.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like Will Ferrell is the appropriate answer. I just want to see, since it's a convertible, I want to see the wind going through his, you know, Jufro. Blowing it back. I slam on the brakes
really
quick.
See,
it's like actually spring forward.
It's actually like 10 miles long when it gets caught in the wind. Yeah.
I'd like to go on a road trip with Christopher Walken and just listen to him talk the entire time.
That's good.
Now,
you are being escorted to a gas chamber by a clown. Which comedian would you like to be that clown?
Thank you, dear. Craig?
Comedian clown?
Which comedian
escorting
is dressed up as a clown escorting you to a gas chamber?
AKA the Jerry
Auschwitz.
Lewis question.
Yeah.
I can't remember his name. He's the Hot Pocket guy.
Jim Gaffigan.
Jim Gaffigan.
Jim Gaffigan.
Oh, man.
Gas chamber.
It tastes just like a gas chamber if gas chamber was a gas.
Comedian. I choose George W. Bush because that dude's a joke.
Like 911, motherfucker.
Clowns are hella scary, and that's like a scary joke.
George
too.
W. Bush would be a scary fucking clown.
He'd be like
telling
this.
Jokes? Yeah.
It would make you feel better.
With those ears, they'd be great. Just, like, yeah.
Just squinting into the sun the entire time.
I hate to say this with this question, but you just took it to a dark place. It was already.
It was different.
Shit.
It was.
Sorry.
Yeah, you took one of our darkest questions.
I'll take my mind off of that.
What do you want from me?
How's this? Seth Rogen, just for the pure irony, because I'm German. Oh, so to be escorted to a gas chamber by a Jew is just. Yeah.
That's good.
All right.
Blog about that.
All right, Nick, do you mind if I start off with a couple here?
Oh, no, yeah, go ahead.
Just my,
if you have them, I will cross them off my list.
Well, okay, cool.
We have the same.
All right, we're jumping over to the rapid fire portion of the show. We're going to start with Craig and go across to Aaron every time. Craig, Rip Taylor or Richard Simmons? Go.
Richard Simmons.
Oh, Richard Simmons.
Richard Simmons.
Donkey or walrus in a fight? Who wins?
Walrus.
Donkey?
Walrus? Or
Nick.
I had to cross that one out.
Okay.
Pizza or tacos?
Pizza.
Tacos.
Pizza.
All right. Batman or Superman?
Batman.
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 Iron Man or Captain America?
Iron Man.
Oh, fuck them both. Iron Man if I have to.
Iron Man.
All right. Ozzy or Dio?
Ozzy.
Ozzy.
Dio.
Ooh. Yeah. Cats or dogs?
Cats.
Dogs.
Dogs.
Dylan or Marley?
Marley?
Bob.
Bob? Okay, Marley.
Bob Marley?
Dylan.
Bob Dylan?
Marley?
Two Marleys and a Dylan. AIDS or cancer? The classic.
Neither.
No, not an answer.
Cancer.
Cancer, yeah, cancer.
Cancer.
Prince or Bowie?
Oh.
Prince.
They look pained.
Bowie.
I pick Bowie.
Gay or ginger?
Would you rather be gay or have red hair?
I'd rather be gay.
Maggot.
Gay.
Ginger, I guess.
Homophobe.
Hot dog or zucchini?
I'm a vegetarian, so zucchini.
Okay.
I mean, for like masturbation or?
Just hot dog or zucchini.
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 All right, three zoops.
I'd like to know the other answer.
Also zucchini. Hot dogs are too flimsy. Wait, are they cooked, boiled, grilled?
They could be frozen if you want.
Hey.
All right. Moving back along.
Creed or Nickelback?
Oh, man. Nickelback.
Creed.
Actually, Creed, yeah.
Wow. Puke or diarrhea?
This has come up before?
I have C. diff, so I have both.
We both had vomit and diarrhea city this weekend, and it sucked.
Well, which would you prefer?
My poops have been delightfully solid. diarrhea, I guess.
You're going to have one. Pick
vomit.
One.
Really? No, diarrhea, because the vomiting sucked so much worse.
Oh, man.
Oh, no.
Yeah, at least you get hurts. To sit down while you take a shit.
No. Yeah.
Diarrhea doesn't hurt. It's just, like, scary. Vomiting is fucking...
Well, you can't, like, burning.
Wait till you get a little older, fella.
Oh, God.
Anywho, all right, that was good.
What do you do, Caitlyn Jenner or Chaz Bono?
I don't know who Chaz Bono is.
Oh!
It's a famous woman who became a man, or a famous man who became a woman. The son of Sonny and Cher.
Of Sonny and Cher.
Oh.
Who was the daughter of Sonny and Cher.
Yeah.
Chaz Bono.
Do you think Chaz Bono ever dressed up in the half Sonny, half Cher Halloween costume?
Oh my God, that'd be so rad.
Mustache with a bowl cut.
Sorry. Rachel.
Excuse me. I choose Caitlyn Jenner for her money and current fame.
And she's a lady now, so.
And she's a lady. That's she's not that bad looking either. He squint.
She's a lady.
Look at the magazine.
Oh, whoa.
Far away.
Aaron?
Caitlyn, because she's in one of our songs.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Circumcised or not?
Riku wants to know if circumcised or not.
Not.
What do you prefer?
You are not circumcised?
Oh, what do I prefer?
No, I'm very German.
Well, neither. I'm not.
Thank God.
She hates the weenie.
I am circumcised, but I guess I'm okay with it, so circumcised.
All right.
Well, do you have any choice now?
All right, just a couple more.
I got some fancy devices now.
Skin stretchers.
Do you like bald or a nice triangle?
Triangle.
A bald.
Wait. I thought you said
neither.
Balls or a triangle.
No.
Balls. Shaved. Shaved or a nice triangle.
Balls or a triangle.
I was like, well, that's a weird, okay. And in that case, I have to change my answer to shaved.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, two shaves.
I've never had triangle, unfortunately, so I guess bald.
Wow.
Mm. See, going down.
Changing.
Younger
changing.
Generation, yeah. Man.
When you get old, people get lazy. So, don't get used to that bald thing.
This one's very important. Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Okay, so Elvis or Beatles?
Beatles.
Elvis.
Elvis.
All right, so that question doesn't work. Han Solo or Luke Skywalker?
Han Solo.
Hans, yeah. Luke's a bitch.
Luke.
Hans
the Jedi.
Olo. Yeah. Hans Olo, yeah. Yes, my name is Hans
I'm
Olo.
I meant Han.
And you know what? Han dies, so...
Solo.
Yeah.
Oh, spoiler alert!
Oh. It's been out for, like, Jesus. How long now?
Yeah, come if you on. Haven't seen it or bought the DVD, fuck you.
Right. When the DVD's out, Rick, the spoiler alert has expired.
And while Rory tallies up the points, Rick,
ever talks about
tell
it.
Our contestants who what they can possibly win.
Oh, you may... thanks, Nick. You may be the winners of a fabulous... Beer cozy or ordinary stickers, depending on how much we like you.
Do we Rad. Really have prizes?
We have prizes this week from sponsors F and Punks. Thank you, F and Punks.
Hey, fucking A, F and Punks. Good guys over there. Good guy and gal, I should say.
Beer koozies.
My favorite T-shirt is an F and Punks T-shirt.
Mine
and
too.
It's like hella worn out, and I need to get.
Mine's
I need to
red.
Order a new one.
Mine's red.
Mine's
it's
green.
Really
it's the best green. It brings out my eyes.
I have a few hats.
They're pretty cool. Well, I'm going to have to say, just based on the fact that, Craig's answers are pissing me off most of the time, so he loses right out. Rachel's been on the show before. I've never met Aaron. She's pretty. He's prettier. Aaron wins.
Aaron with the win. All right.
Damn it.
He's got those fucking cheekbones.
I know.
Intern, please bring in Aaron's prize before they start a song.
I'm so excited.
Hey, I've got a sticker I'll throw at you, too.
I can go out. If we want to do the trombone bonus. Song, I can go to them.
Bonus
oh, there
sticker
you go.
From Princess Bomb.
Sorry. Oh, fuck. I want one of those.
You don't have one?
I
never got one.
I've given you guys Princess Bomb stickers.
I've never got a Princess Bomb sticker.
Well, I have a whole shitload we'll be bringing to Mary Anarchy day one.
Right on. I got some Mary Anarchy stickers.
If I had one, it would be up. I don't have one.
I know.
Same here.
Aaron, I might have to take that back. No.
I need two. One for my car.
I have one more and it's all crumpled up.
Okay, well, think of us next week.
Cool. What are we going to be hearing there, guys?
This is going to be another original song. It's called Thieves. Is Aaron in position and ready?
Oh, yeah. He does more than banjo.
It's all lubed up and ready to go.
Yeah. Slide it around and
he's got this
put
big
it on your
slidey
mouth.
Boner that he's going to fucking play for this next song.
I forgot right. He did that.
The boner?
Yeah.
Oh.
Are you even in this band?
He's got a boner.
Sometimes.
All right. So this is a song called Thieves. It's on our EP. It doesn't matter how rich you think you are. Our shit still stinks the same. It don't matter how important you may be. Chances are I won't remember your name. But if you take the time to appreciate the gifts life gives to you, will you realize that passers-by are fighting their own demons too? Maybe you will open your eyes and choose to help the world. maybe you'll just keep being an asshole about it. When saving money becomes an exercise in futility, goddamn, you know we've made it. When truth becomes normalcy, goddamn, you know I fucking made it. When kids decide to choose love over a paycheck, goddamn, you know we've made it. And when I decide to love again, goddamn, you know I fucking made it. I'll quit today, I say as I light another cigarette. Take it easy on the juice while I drink myself to death. Oh, when your banks decide your next president. Oh, I've got trouble believing man is still competent when faith breaches love but does not support it. I've got trouble believing God is still relevant. Woo! A city built from sin, where my friends drink their problems and lose needles in their skin. When you preached me from a high horse made of shit, oh, you're no longer credible, you're just a fucking hypocrite. So I'll quit today, I say, as I light another cigarette. I'll take it easy on the juice while I drink myself to death.
Sweet, dude.
Oh, that's Fuck. Cheerful.
Preach. Jeez. Preach the truth, brother.
I'm going to off myself if you guys keep singing.
Oh, well,
don't let him kid you.
I should just go home now.
He used to go to shows and hear all this kind of stuff in basements. And
Jesus.
I went to
come home and fantasize about all the folks.
I went to a really good basement show lately, actually.
Yeah, Reno lately basement actually? Scene.
Yeah, it was right next to Fort Ryland, and it was the benefit show for Nick Meza.
Right.
Yeah,
somebody else living next to Fort Ryland also has a basement show place.
Yeah.
But the poor people who are the neighbors at Fort Ryland.
And they threw a benefit show for the guys at Fort Ryland.
Right.
which is awesome.
But it was great. They had a great lineup and a lot of people showed out. And it was an awesome time.
It's not always talked about, but seriously, the Reno basement show local scene is one of the strongest networks of underground music I've ever seen or heard of.
God bless using your house in a way you're not supposed to.
I moved, you know?
Way to abuse.
Moved here and crashed on the couch of Minchetti's Ryland house, Sticker Guy's house, way back in the day.
Why is it always Ryland?
It was just because it's a good neighborhood.
Fuck.
And there have always been basement shows. I met so many folks at basement shows all over the city in Sparks. Long live people. Garage and basement shows. Never give up, Reno, and all you stupid, shitty punk rockers out there, and all you underage kids who hate your parents and just want to have a party house. Long live.
Yeah.
They actually get some good shows in the basement.
They do.
Some big bands.
Out of town, good bands. I've seen some big
stuff. Over on Taylor Street, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Saw Days and Days at a basement show. I regret not going to see Gaza at a basement show, but it surprised me the people that come in for like just like there's, random basement.
See, there's some older names, but I got to see The Dread and Naked Aggression. And those are pretty bitchin' shows.
Oh, man. I like it when like new bands that I don't know come to Reno and then they end up becoming like bigger. Like signing to bigger record labels down the road, and you're like, oh, yeah, I saw those guys literally in a basement. Cool.
Yeah, that is cool. Oh.
Like, oh, I have stickers when they're
punk rock
them
points.
Away.
At the drive-in, did that at Jen Scafidi's house, had hosted the after party.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
No shit.
Yeah, when she was living with Nicole way back in the day.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Look how far those guys went. Jeez.
Totally.
That's pretty awesome.
They had a coffin in their tour van, and they all took turns sleeping on it. But and then when the one person would be sleeping, they would put shit over it, and it would be like a usable flat space until they were ready to like knock and get out.
Oh wow!
Oh, and it was that's fucking sketchy. Weird. They were kind of weirdos, but nice guys.
Pump
but,
some air, dude.
Yeah, they're really serious about fucking touring.
Man, yeah, that's dedication. I'm gonna sleep in this coffin so I can go.
Well, the way it was set up, somebody always had to be in there. There wasn't room.
Oh, like even if you weren't sleeping, somebody's going
to
be
in. Oh, Jesus. It was like the Honda Fit. Somebody had to sleep in the back thing. Oh, man.
As long as there's good cell service in the coffin.
This yeah, was before that, man. This was the 90s.
Oh, God, what did they even do then?
We had like pagers, you know?
Like, oh, I got a page. Does anybody have a phone?
Knock, knock, knock. Pull over. Let's find a payphone.
Hey, you ready to come out of there?
That's
not
what
yet.
You'd do with pagers. You'd pull over and find a fucking payphone.
Well, I mean, we've all been like punk rock kids in the, where you had to ride in the trunk, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Everybody's done that. Yeah. It's kind
no.
of the same thing.
Oh, that was a punk rock thing, too?
And I was a goth kid, so goth kids did it, too.
Them, like too? Oh, I thought it was just my parents.
We snuck somebody.
They always said we
way.
Were going to go to the drive-in, but the movie never happened. I don't know.
Did you like the drive-in? Mom, I never got out of the trunk.
I don't think we went to movies. Then the car would rock and no.
Oh, God.
That went to a very dark place.
One time it started dripping wet, and then there were flashing lights and a tow truck. And
wow. Your mother's a whore.
Oh.
No, I was hinting that they pushed me into a lake.
Oh, right.
Into a lake.
What was that lady's name?
Norman Bates?
No. Oh. Susan Smith was that a different one?
Don't even validate that cunt. Right.
Well, she's not valid. I just.
Right. Don't say her name. Fuck her.
I have no idea what we're talking about.
The lady you put her kids in the trunk in the lake.
Oh.
Whoa.
Oh, that actually was something happened recently?
Not recently. It was a long time ago.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was making a Psycho reference more than anything else. Like, that's where my head went.
Oh, yeah, because she ditches her car in the lake
that's
with,
how,
the
that's
bag
how,
of money in there.
When that's, but Norman, traditionally in the first movie, that's how he disposed of all of his bodies.
Oh.
And in two, it's alluded that his mother encouraged him to dump their bodies into the lake.
She wouldn't even hurt a fly.
Mm.
Yes. Well, it's about that time, kids. I think we should wrap up the show. But
absolutely.
We want to hear one more song from you guys, if you got it.
Yeah.
The Days and Days cover.
Sure.
Yeah.
Go out on a fun cover. Awesome. Well, hey, all right. So Donner and the Cannibals, if you haven't figured it out, find them on Facebook. Check out with them. See where they're going to play. Probably another open Spike Night in the near future.
Indeed.
Yeah,
it's over at Picnic.
Ladies and gentlemen, for Nick Ramirez, Dogwater Dick, Fake Rick, and all of us here at the Dogwater Studios, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd saying good night, ladies. Life is short, and I love you.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Peel the mask away, drop the masquerade, lose the tough guy facade. The world is a scary place, everybody's afraid, whether they like to admit it or not, it's the truth. Sooner or later, this this party gets busted and all your friends stumble back home. But you're the loose cannon, you could never be trusted, so you'll hide from the cops all alone. Again, tell me when the fire dies down, what the fuck will you do? When the man comes around, what the fuck will you do? Who's gonna be there to catch you when your plans all fall through? Like you're flying your white flag who never gave up on you. Future is terrifying, it constantly plagues my mind. Where will I be in 10 years? Will I be homeless, or buried, or have children and be married, or will I still be stuck standing right here? Either way, it's been a privilege to spend all my time with my wonderful family and friends. So I'll cheers to all of you, and to all that you do. You're fucking awesome, don't you ever forget that when the fire dies down, what the fuck will you do? When the man comes around, what the fuck will you do? Who's gonna be there to catch you when your plans all fall through? You're flying your white flag who never gave up on you. Single day is just another layer down. Find yourself a hobby, a tune, and you fight face down in the first town. You're known enough. The world we live in is a scary tight place. Everywhere you go, you gotta find another space. The people who you're gonna be left round. Here they hit the plank and hit the death. Tell me when the fire dies down, what the fuck will you do? When the man comes around, what the fuck will you do? Who's gonna be there to catch you when your plans all fall through? You're flying your white flag who never gave up. When the fire dies down, what the fuck will you do? When the man comes around, what the fuck will you do? Who's gonna be there to catch you when your plans all fall through? You're flying your white flag who never gave up on you.
That's by Days and Days, y'all.
Fuck, that was really cool, you guys. Holy shit.
Thank you.
For a minute, I thought you guys wrote it. I was going to be all impressed.
You said it was a cover, though.
Yeah.
Jesus. Before we let the audience go, I just want to let everybody know that this next fucking weekend is Merry Anarchy.
Woo!
Fucking A. And if you guys are podcast listeners, I'm talking to the people listening, then you will recognize most of these band names. It's almost like looking at this, it's a who's who of who's played this fucking show. So a benefit this year for Kula Dunn. And on Friday, it begins with Junk, then Princess Bombs, Jeff Dunn, Roxy Colley, The Hunt Club. One of which is here, Fake Rickson, The Hunt Club, Stabby Unicorn, STD, yes. Infecto Skeletons, Reno We Have a Problem, Kittenhead, and Kittenhead's the headliner. And I wanted to stop in between all those and say how much I love all of them, because those are all fucking some of my most favorite bands. And day two, Saturday, May 21st, starting early again this year. We didn't start early again last time. Reverend Rory Dowd, Nick Ramirez, Tom Plunkett. Well, of course, the Reverend Rory Dowd and Nick Ramirez are going to be there. Wheatstone Bridge, One Ton Dually, Echoes of Lindbergh, Abandoned Minds, Georgia Maestro, Moons of Vega, Lil Mijo, I love those guys, Betty Rocker, Vague Choir, The Cushion Theory, Post-War. Oh, Post-War closes it out. I started to go to the next line, which says day two, Saturday, May 21st. So go to fucking Jub Jubs and see Merry Anarchy this weekend. And I have to go out of town for a fucking family thing. So that totally blows, because I'm going to miss the entire show.
Come on now, I'm all dressed up in my pretty underthings.
Dog War Studios.
Come on, you little bitch.
You are a very pretty princess.